The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Back at it for another season in Teal. It is Alex Wenberg at the San Jose Sharks. We're glad to have you back again. How was your summer?
Great summer. I mean, being back home in Sweden, just enjoying time with friends, family, and just enjoying life.
Well, one of the things we noticed in a visit with Ted, you've got a beautiful view at your house with all that glass. I mean, who designed that house?
No, I mean, we found it a few years ago by the water. So, I mean, we're really fortunate to have like that, and it's going to be our forever home. So, yeah, it's a really, really nice location, close to kind of where we grew up. So it's kind of a good setup for us.
How important is having a peaceful summer after an intense season?
No, I mean, I think it's great. I mean, obviously, you play full hockey season. I even extended it playing World Championship. So a lot of hockey in a couple of months there to just kind of like sit back, relax, recharge. And I mean, not doing anything, but you kind of work out. But just kind of get that hockey aspect kind of like calmed down. And then obviously right now you're ramping up, get excited about it. And then that's what gives you another opportunity to play another year with it. So, yeah, I think it's for me, it's a great setup and I enjoy it as well.
The World Championships are not the Stanley Cup playoffs, but it's a playoff-like atmosphere. How important was that for you to experience that?
I mean, it's great. I mean, obviously, you get the opportunity to play for gold, and it's like intense games. I mean, it's a little bit different because you're playing, it's one game, winner takes it all, kind of. So, unfortunately, it didn't work out our way, but I feel like it gives you experience. It gives you those big games mentality that you need. So, I take a lot of things from it. Obviously, ended up losing to the U.S. guys here, so I'm probably going to hear that one or twice. But a lot of good things, and especially playing hometown Sweden right there for Stockholm. So.
Well, you brought it up, I didn't, but that was a great opportunity for the U.S. They hadn't won since 1933 in that tournament. And a lot of people here don't understand the importance of that World Championship to people in Europe. Maybe you can tell us.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's you play it every year, so it's kind of like it's a tournament that keeps going. But the opportunity to win a gold medal, represent your country, and I mean, you're playing against some really good players. I mean, obviously, you're having a few games where it's kind of like an easier route, but at the end, when you're playing quarterfinals, semifinals, it's against the best. I mean, it's a tricky tournament, and I never had the chance to win it, so I feel like every opportunity I get to be represented and have a chance, I'll take it.
Well, now you have an opportunity to help the San Jose Sharks get back to the Stanley Cup playoffs on their own, and you've got some help this season. I noticed that you and John Klingberg go back a few years. What's it like having him on the team?
No, it's amazing. I mean, obviously, I think it's, what is it, 15 years ago we played in Frölunda together? Oh, that's like 13, but still, I mean, obviously knew him from then, and he's a really good guy. I mean, I had a lot of fun with him, and now all of a sudden you're in the same team again. And I mean, not only is he a good guy outside, he's a hell of a hockey player. I think probably one of the smoothest skater, and just the way he's handling himself on the blue line. So really excited to see what he can help us out with as well.
Well, it's not just on defense. I mean, there have been some additions on the offensive side. You got Adam Gaudette and Philip Kurashev coming in from Chicago. Jeff Skinner is a very good skater. What do you make of the roster this season?
No, I mean, obviously, a lot of new faces, a lot of new from last year. It's my second year. I feel a little bit more comfortable coming back, but obviously a couple of new guys. So for me to have the experience that I did the same journey they did last year, try to just help them out. But I mean, they're all professional coming in. They've been in the league for years and years, and I think we added, someone mentioned it would be something around 5,000 NHL games of experience. So it just shows that right now we're building on a little bit more older guys, but that probably helps us for a little bit push. The young guys are good. We have a lot of good prospect pushing for a roster spot as well, but to have the competitiveness between old and new, I think it's a good problem to have, that everyone wants to make the team and be better.
What would be the best way to get this thing going off to a good start?
I mean, obviously, I feel like right now everyone's eager to play. I mean, we've been here working out a little bit. I mean, it seems like everyone just to get camp started and get the game going. Right now, I feel like we got to find some chemistry right away. But other than that, I feel like last year, obviously, didn't come up to the start we had. We played some good hockey, but right now it feels like we've been building. I feel like everyone's learned a lot from last season. So I think it's just going to give us the start we want and just jumped right straight to it.
We know how talented Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith are. They had good first seasons, but you've been through this before, especially as a first-round draft pick. You have a decent season, and then everybody knows you.
Yeah.
And so then you have to adjust your game again. How hard is that to do that?
No, I mean, it's tricky, but I mean, if you ask me, I'm watching them right now. Like, they're such a talented players. I mean, not only that, with their work ethic, how they do on the ice, I'm not worried about them. Obviously, there are going to be some hiccups. You got a couple of slumps where you're not playing your best hockey, but they're so good, and it's just so impressive to watch at such a young age how they're handling themselves. So, obviously, if something happened, we're all going to back them up. I mean, we're a team right here. We're excited to see, but they're so good, so we're not really too worried about that.
Well, we know that if the San Jose Sharks take a big step forward this year, you're going to be a huge part of it. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.